Blog Talk Radio.
Of all the rocks upon which we build our lives, we are most dependent on the family. The family is that most important foundation. And we are called to recognize and honor how critical every father is to that foundation. They are teachers and coaches, they're mentors and they're role models. They are examples of success and the men who constantly push us towards success. But if we're honest with ourselves, we'll admit that too many fathers are also missing. Too many fathers are MIA. Too many fathers are AWOL. Missing from too many lives and too many homes. They've abandoned their responsibilities. They're acting like boys instead of men. And the foundations of our family have suffered because of it.
What's going on? We're staying strong. For the path got rocky, the road was long. Listen,
father.
So the kids can see what a man can be.
What's going on?
Do it for the community. Do it for unity. For you and me. So we be killing, abandoning the children, children and the villains. God willing, brothers come back home and build with the women.
I swore I'd never do what I've been put through, so I'm staying and raising you. I see in your eyes all love, no lies. Promise to stay by your side, cause I'ma see you make it, baby. I'm instrumental, I'm focused, my mental. Cause daddy's essential to reaching your potential. Cause if I ain't do what I made to do, I would pass on the pain and strain. I'm not failing you, the truth is, I fear that when you first came here, I was scared, unprepared. I feel like James Evans, sometimes it's hard as a man to keep your head above water, make a way but you can. Now I've seen fire and rain despite that. The world calm, scandal, my job got snatched. I hung for, closed on, I fought back. The lights went out, I stayed on track. Cause nothing is ever easy, it seems simple, believe me. The frustration I felt was nothing, knowing you need me. And one day you will leave me, when you finally grown, old enough to care for your father when my strength is gone.
Father,
what's going on? What's going wrong?
What's going on?
We're staying strong. For the path got rocky, the road was long. Listen,
father,
so the kids can see what a man can be.
What's going on?
Do it for the community. Do it for unity. For you and me. You'll be the villain, abandoning the children, children of the villains. God willing, brothers come back home and build with the women.
Yeah, we try harder, smarter, fighting for a better tomorrow. I got the needs of my family on my shoulders, the holder of the boulder. And when my kids get older, they recognize my efforts, they dad is a soldier. Now they know of the center, the solar. And even if they gave me a chance to go back, I wanna change a thing about them, and that's that. Cause I'm daddy, I'm strength, I'm discipline. I'm who they call when my kids ain't listening. I'm daddy, I'm courage, conviction, the founder of the family, the one with the vision.
What's going on? What's going wrong?
What's going on?
We're staying strong. For the path got rocky, the road was long. Listen,
father,
so the kids can see what a man can be.
What's going on?
Do it for the community. Do it for unity. For you and me. So we be killing, abandoning the children, children and the villains. God willing, brothers come back home and build with the women.
I know the toll it took on me, not having a father in the house. The hole in your heart, when you don't have a male figure in the home that can guide you and lead you and set a good example for you. So I resolved many years ago that it was my obligation to break the cycle. That if I could do anything in life, I would be a good father to my children. That if I could do anything, I would give them that rock, that foundation.
What's going
on?
What's
going
on? We're staying strong. For the path got rocky, the road was long. Listen, so the kids can see what a man can be.
What's going on?
Do it for the community. Do it for unity. For you and me. You'll be the villain, abandoning the children, children and the villains. God willing, brothers come back home and build with the women.
I'm a good man. I'm doing my best to maintain for my family despite the stress. I'm a good man. Doing the best I can. So when my kids are looking at me, seeing a man, I'm a good man. Real man. Strong man. I'm a father, man. My name is NY Oil, and I approve this message.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's me, Natalie, the host of Why Fathers Matter. Our mission here is to give recognition to real fathers. You know, fathers that are active stepfathers, just men that take an interest in the future of kids. Our mission also is to restore our communities, our villages, and the relationships between men and women so we can create strong families again, because that's something that is totally lacking. So that's what we do here at Why Fathers Matter. And, you know, I have a couple of things I would like to, you know, talk about today. Yeah, that's fine. One of the things I really, well, first, I want to talk about a couple of things that Why Fathers Matter will be doing for the next couple of weeks, maybe next 2 months, something of that nature. So first off, I want everyone to understand what we do here, why we do it here, and all of that good stuff. So me, I have 4 wonderful children. I have been a single parent. I guess I'm a semi-single parent in the process of establishing a solid relationship with a man that I may choose to, choose to establish a relationship with. Okay, so that's one thing. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Right now we're going to talk about a couple of changes and a couple of things we're going to do. One thing we're going to focus on a lot is relationships, because it's really important that we build healthy relationships in everything that we do, whether it's business, whether it's romantic, whatever the case may be. We need to build healthy relationships. And a lot of times relationships are not healthy, and they're not healthy because people haven't learned to love themselves, or people jump into relationships and they don't know what they want. You know, all of those things are key factors to why relationships are not working. All right? So we're going to touch on that a lot. We used to touch on it a lot before, but I feel compelled to reiterate some things and then add some extra things on. I know I've spoken to a couple of people that have followed Why Fathers Matter and have listened attentively and have implemented some of the advice that has been given, and their relationships have now changed. I know a couple of women that are single or were single mothers that have now entered into healthy relationships. Okay, so I know that. I know one woman, she was in a relationship, and her man would go to work, come home, and she felt that the house being clean and food being cooked was enough, when it's really not. A man needs to know he's appreciated just as much as a woman needs, you know, wants to feel she's appreciated. And he wasn't feeling that appreciation from her. You know, so that kind of sort of, you know, put like a little, you know, a little hostility in a relationship. It wasn't as strong as it could be, because the aspects of compassion and, you know, the flame started dying down because he felt as if he was unappreciated. So I had a conversation. She was like, girl, she said, when my man comes home, shoot, as soon as he sits down, I rub his feet. You know what I'm saying? Because I have to let him know I appreciate him taking care of the household, making sure I have what I want and what I need, and taking care of the kids. You know, so everybody wants to feel appreciated. Men, y'all might need to step it up in some areas, because women want to feel appreciated as well. She want to feel like she's worth.
Rest of the donuts in the yellow bag.
Okay. Yeah, she wants to know that. She wants you to know that. She wants to know that you think she's more than just a person that's cooking and cleaning and taking care of kids. You know, these are things that she's interested in, you know, knowing about. you know, so I just want everybody to be a little mindful of those things. But these are, I spoke to four different individuals, and these are things that they have been implementing into their lives, and they're happier. Okay, another big issue that I feel we need to touch on is communication, because communication is key to everything. Without communication, you have nothing. You can't build a relationship if you don't communicate with the individual that you're having a relationship with. You know, you have to be able to talk to each other, get to know each other, learn things about each other, find out what you know what this person likes and what this person doesn't like. And a lot of times this stuff right here, it may start off as a form of communication, and the communication slows down. And I'm like this: when you're in a relationship, never have the other person wondering why they're not talking to you. Never have it where their mind can wander in a negative place. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing that I'm seeing, and I've seen it multiple times, time and time again, that once a lot of times when you're dealing with a guy, if he feels he got you, he'll stop doing the things he did to get you. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, I'm not just going to get on guys, because females do the same thing. You might have met a chick, and she was fly all the time, hair done, nails done, took care of her feet, her hands, kept herself well-groomed, and soon as she feels she got you, every time you see her, she got on sweatpants and a T-shirt. And that's cool, because I feel like you should be able to lounge around and chill, but every now and then you got to dress it up. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, you got to put that little extra to it, and it shouldn't even feel like extra, because this is a person you want to be with. This is a person that you're dealing with, so it shouldn't even feel like extra. You know, it's just something that should be like a second nature, like, oh, you know, I know when he gets home, he just worked all day. So, yeah, I'm going to be in the kitchen with some stilettos on with a nice outfit on or something. You know what I'm saying? Just because even if you take care of kids, it can be done. Trust me. So, you know, communication is something we are going to touch on a lot. Okay, so self-love and communication. Okay, I wanted to have some shows last year that did not come together thoroughly, and this year I will be having these shows, and they will come together the way I want them to come together and need them to come together, and the aspect that there will be a show where there are men talking to women. Okay, why is he crying? He's fine. Yes, yeah, I have kids, so I know it's a Tuesday, and yeah, probably like, why are kids there? My kids are homeschooling, so. What's the matter? No, ven aquí. Come here. Yes, so this is my one-year-old. He wanted to come downstairs because I'm downstairs. And give it to Mom. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so, okay, now, like I was saying, so I'm going to have those shows, the show where men are talking to women. I have a message also, okay? Why Fathers Matter is a positive platform for restoration. So if you want to be, anybody can be a part of it, but don't call my show. Don't come on my show playing a blame game. I'm not feeling that, and I'm not going to agree with that. This is a show where we will come together collectively and work together for solutions. You know what I'm saying? So the issues that are being faced in my community and multiple other communities that are never spoken about. Okay, so if you feel like you're going to call my show and you're going to call to insult me, you don't even know me to insult me. So at the end of the day, I will tell you to kiss my ass because you don't know me. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those situations, and excuse my French. or whatever. Everybody has an opinion, like everybody has elbows and buttholes. I'm not interested in people's opinions when it comes down to what we're dealing with. I'm not even really interested in statistics because 99.9% of those statistics I didn't take a part of. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not interested in that neither. If you can come to me with factual facts from experience and things of that nature, and don't just base everything off in your life off of, Okay, so now you need to get out of my kitchen. Deuces. Deuces. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, if it's not, you know, and don't base everything, like I was saying, off of one experience that, you know what I'm saying, you encountered, and you're basing your whole life and everything off of that one experience, because that's not going to fly too well with me neither. Just, you know, putting it out there, you know what I'm saying, if you're going to come through, come correct. Simple as that, because at the end of the day, this platform right here that I pay for every month is to create changes or whatever. I've had some, and it's really bad because it's never really females calling, you know, blaming men for nothing, but I've had a couple of decent, big, gigantic assholes, you know what I'm saying, call my show and just sit there and just basically try to take over something that is mine. You understand what I'm saying? So this is 2016. Don't even try it. Simple as that. Oh, and I'm not on Wi-Fi this matter by myself. You know what I'm saying? Like right now I'm having a radio show by myself, but I have a team of men. Okay, so now you're getting put out. A team of men that are on Wi-Fi this matter with me as well. So I just want y'all to understand that also. Can somebody pass me the mop, please? Go ahead. Yes, thank you. Yeah, so I just want that to be, you know, understood. Okay, so like now back to what I was saying, and so we're going to touch on a lot of areas. I want to touch on areas to discuss why relationships haven't worked. You know, what are the underlying issues to why relationships haven't worked? And then we're going to talk about things that make relationships work, successful relationships work, okay? And everything is, you know, a lot of things are dealing with trial and error. Let's go. A lot of things are dealing with trial and error, so we're going to try this again. Goodbye. Deuces. Yes. Let's make it happen. Keep on going. Thank you. Bye-bye. Go get your cup. No? Stay right there then. Don't go back in my kitchen. Okay, so yes, yeah, so it's one of those situations. I'm very passionate about what I do. I am because I see a lot of single parents, not just single women anymore. I see a lot of single fathers. I see a lot of people not being responsible for their actions. And, yeah, we can play the same, you know, play the blame game and be like, is this person's fault and that's that person's fault? But it goes way deeper than that because at the end of the day, playing a blame game is not fixing the situation when we are losing kids on a consistent basis, okay? And what I mean by losing kids, we have kids that, oh, my goodness, the children of today, a lot of them, there's a generation that's basically lost. Out of that generation, you may have, oh, my goodness, we'll say if we have 1 billion of those kids or 100,000 of those kids that are lost or 100,000 children, period, we might have 20,000 that's not lost. That means 80,000 are lost. Okay. Yes, a lot of parents are young parents. I'm a young parent. But even with me being a young parent, my focal point are my children succeeding and being productive in this society, that we live in. My priorities are making sure my children are self-sufficient where they can take care of themselves and their families. I'm raising my sons to be men and to be kings. I'm raising my daughter to be a woman and to be a queen. You know, everybody makes mistakes, you know, but at the end of the day, people shouldn't have to be held accountable for them for the rest of their life. In a society that we live in and with the elements of judgment that goes on, it's hilarious. Because I remember it being a statement, don't throw stones at glass houses. And I'm pretty sure, I don't care how long you've been with your spouse or how long what you have materialistically, all of that stuff is irrelevant if you're not doing nothing to pay it forward to somebody else. And if you're just looking down at other individuals and thinking you're better, because at the end of the day, not one individual is better than the next, because we all eat to live. We all go to the bathroom. We all bleed the same color. We all breathe the same air. So how do you think you're better than another individual? Yes, the circumstances in your life may seem as if they're better, but if you're not walking a mile in that those people's shoes, don't go and judge them, because I know people that have less than other people that are way happier than people that have. I know a whole group of people that have all types of materialistic stuff. They own houses, multiple houses, the house they live in. They've retired from corporate jobs where they get retirement checks and they can travel anywhere they want to, and they have husbands and wives and they're miserable as hell. Miserable bunch of people. And they have hatred and jealousy towards people that have less than what they have. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense to me. But I know people like that. You understand? So that right there is dumb to me or whatever. I think we had a show on compassion before, and the compassion that people have, people don't have none. I wouldn't be able to be a great mom if I didn't have compassion for other people. You understand what I'm saying? Because my children, even though they're my children, I birthed them, they're still an individual. I have a friend, and he has no compassion. He won't even have compassion when he has children. He's like, if the child does something, a little effing can go about their business, because I'm raising the child to be this way. But at the end of the day, people have free will to go in the directions that they choose to go in. I can't stand people that think they are holier than thou. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, everything in there. Oh, you. Let me see. It's okay. Let me see. Yes. Oh, come lay down with Mom. You want to lay on Mom? Okay, big boy. Yeah, like, you know, they've never done anything, or everything about them is better than somebody else. We are going to check that on Why Fathers Matter this year and the years to come. That right there does not fly well with me. Okay. So like I said, we're going to talk about relationships. Relationships are the foundation of a family. You know, even if it's a business environment, you would like to still hold healthy relationships, because I know majority of the businesses and places have teams, and a team is kind of like a family, because everybody's supposed to work together collectively for the same goal, you know, the same goal right there. So, you know, that's something that he's down here with me. That's something that needs to be, you know, done. Okay, so I have been kind of absent. I have been kind of busy. Again, you know, I'm a mom, And my life has changed drastically in a positive way or whatever. But as my life has changed in a positive way, it also has taken up a lot of the time that I had before, which I'm not tripping about it. I'm still going to do what I plan to do with Why Fathers Matter. You know, we make time for what we feel is important to us, and this is extremely important to me. Extremely important to me, so I just want that to be known, that I take what I do very seriously when it comes down to this. Another thing I would like to discuss on Why Fathers Matter is not even so much discussion. I would like people to come together and think of what solutions we can implement for the kids. Okay, because I believe that it's my responsibility in a community that I live in or any community that I go to educate. Okay. And most people feel that you're educated if you have degrees and stuff like that. There's a lot of people with degrees that are fools. So let's also put that out there now. And it's a lot of people that don't have degrees that are super intelligent. Okay, and they chose not to get student loan debt and things of that nature. Okay, so I want to make that clear also. A lot of times education comes from your experience with different things. Okay, so that's why I said this is a show based off of experience, things people have experienced in their life. You know, we're never going to reach any solutions if we're always feuding or blaming the next person for our issues. Yes, in the black community, yes, we know a lot of things have been and are still being systematically designed so the household is separated. But, okay, we already know the underlying issue. What happens? What happens next? Okay. Yes, there's a lot of single parents raising a lot of these kids that people consider hoodlums. You know, these kids that's out there doing the stuff that they have no business doing. Okay, we know the problem. What do we do next? Okay, what do we do next? That's my question. You know, that's where I'm seeking answers and implementation. Not just for a person to tell me, oh, well, I think it should be done this way, and that way. But you know what? This is being done as well. All of those things play a factor. Okay, so I just want that to be known also. Okay, so a little bit about me. I've been single for years. And after my last relationship, which was for 7 years, I sat there and I told myself I wasn't going to be in another relationship. No. I wasn't going to be in another relationship. I was going to take time out for me. You know, time to work on myself, analyze the relationships I had been in, focus on being a better version of myself. Because if you're not a good version of yourself, you're not going to be good to anybody else. I wanted to make sure when I did enter another relationship that I didn't have any bitterness or, you know, any of those underlining things that people have. I wasn't going to bring any baggage, emotional baggage, into the relationship. Now, I have 4 children. When I enter into a relationship, they are a part of my relationship, but my children are not baggage. My children are a part of me. Okay, so to somebody else, they'd be like, well, if you got kids, you got baggage. Well, that's your opinion. Okay, and I'm not interested in that. So it's so funny. I remember being out with one of my cousins, and she's married, pretty successful. She has 1 child, goes on trips when she wants to. And she asked me, did I think it was going to be difficult for me to have a man, to find a man with four children? At first, I didn't even know how to take the question. You know, I could have took it in multiple ways. I could have took it as a negative, or you're trying to throw shade on my, you know, on a situation you have no clue about. But I explained it to her. I've never had a problem with going and getting a man with or without kids. And it'll probably be easier for me to go get a man than a woman that doesn't have children or a woman that has one child. Because, see, it's certain things that certain men want that they wouldn't receive for a woman with no kids or a woman with one child. I know a lot of guys that don't mind dating a woman that has children. They don't look at it as baggage or taking on another person's responsibility. They understand the village aspect. They understand that it takes a village to raise children. What they do is they watch how the woman loves her kids, and then they have some idea of the type of love that she has inside of her to give to them. You know, so, yeah, I found it as a crazy question, though, because the cousin that asked me that has nieces, and, I mean, I have cousins that have one child and no kids and no man. You know, so, but I found it to be an interesting question. I will answer her question or show her the answer to the question in the near future. Since, you know, in her mind, it was going to be an issue. Okay, so I am so excited. I'm actually happy to be here today talking to you guys. It's just so much work that needs to be done. We have to find a way to educate and save our children. I have a niece. I don't know if she's listening, but if you are, I want you to know I'm very proud of you. You are an amazing young woman, and you're a great mom. You're a great mother, and you're actually a great role model for the young women that's in your age category. So, again, I want you to know that I'm very proud of you and that I love you. And I love my great niece and my great nephew as well. I have a niece. I think she's amazing. Or whatever. She's young. She's 24. But she's a great mom. A great mother to her children. She has kids by the same man, which, you know, a lot of people feel is rare. And it is in a lot of cases. But I feel like however kids come to you is blessing. You know, so, and it's so funny, I see a meme that goes around all the time, and it talks about Erykah Badu, how Erykah Badu has multiple baby fathers, and how you never hear anyone say anything to her about her having multiple baby fathers, but let it be a woman that's considered ordinary. Oh, she has to hear everything about it. But you don't really hear that too much about the men that have multiple baby mothers. It's such a double standard in the society, double standard and a lot of hypocrisy in the society that we live in. It's insane. Or the people that had that way of thinking are insane, one of the two. But me personally, the hand that I was dealt is the hand that I'm going to play. You know what I'm saying? I'm not asking another person to understand my walk or care if they do, because it's my walk. It was individually made for me. This is the path that Natalie's supposed to go down so Natalie can be successful. You understand what I'm saying? And another thing, a lot of times people think when you have multiple kids, you have to be on some type of government assistance. Stop thinking that. It's people that go out there and bust their behinds to take care of their kids by themselves. By themselves. So that's what people need to understand. Stop. Get out of that old way of thinking. Because there's people in a household, men and women that work, and they're struggling. And there's some women out there that have one job and have kids, and they're doing better than people that have a husband and a wife working. Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I have a friend, he dates a girl, she has a child. She makes over $100,000 a year. She's a single parent. Okay, so stop being so judgmental like you know about other people, because you don't. You don't know about other people, what other people dealing with, how they taking care of their families. It's just everything has to be so negative. It's people out there that want more. It's people out there that want more for their kids. It's people out there raising their children to be better versions, you know, than themselves. Yeah. Yeah, so you know. But this is what people do, so, you know, and this is why the world is as screwed up as it is, because of the way of thinking that people have. Yes, I'm doing a show, yeah. Yeah, what you need? You okay, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I just want people to understand that you can be better than how you're being right now, especially if you're one of those judgmental people that think you're better than other people. I think you really need to analyze yourself correctly and understand we all live in this world together. Okay, so that's one of those things. I know I just got on not too long ago. I do have a couple of things I need to take care of, though, today. And I just wanted to have, like, a quick shout-out to you guys. Let you know I'm still here. You know, so I'm going to sit down and okay, so Thursday, we're going to have a show on Thursday evening. It's going to be a crossover show, so it'll be through Blog Talk and through Google Hangouts. So if you're available, come through, you know, and we'll talk about some things. But right now I'm going to end the show, and I want everyone to have a wonderful day. Please take heed to the things that I'm saying as far as, you know, stop being judgmental to other people, because you don't know other people to judge them. You know what I'm saying? And nobody is perfect. Everybody's in this world striving for perfection. So, you know, that's what I have to say to the people that's always wanting to down another group of people. Yeah, it's played out now. We need to get together and implement some solutions. That's what needs to be done. Okay? So, like I was saying, I want everyone to have a great day, and I will see and talk to you guys on Thursday evening. I would say, let me see, I get off of that. So, Thursday around 8, I think that'll be a good time for me. Give me a little time to get something done when I get in. Okay, so I'll see you guys then. Have a great day today. Peace out, everybody.